Sweetest friends, we are continuing our series of Shi'urim in Talmudic methodology. With the grace of God, we are holding in the Mid of Mitzius Vidin, Mid Yud Aleph, in the Sefer HaMidos Lecheker HaHalacha of HaGon Rabbi Moshe Avigdor Amiel, Zichrono Levracha, and we've been learning Dvarim Niflaim Mamish. Baruch Hashem, there's always so much more to add to what he says, but this is definitely a great starting point in various Yisodos, Shas, and Poskim. Now we're on Osan and Dalet. So we've been talking about the Inyan of Baal Din. Adaz Baal Din Kameidim Dami, and we defined it as a person has Bailus on the Din. Since he has Bailus on the Din, it's his to decide whether he keeps the money for himself or gives it to the other guy. Therefore, we allow him to say that he really owes money to the other person, as we were marich in the previous shiurim. Also, adover ugam kein bahadin shel shavi anafshe chaticha disura, and the same thing applies in the din of shavi anafshe chaticha disura, that a person has the right, a person has the privilege of saying that something is forbidden to him, whether it's food or a woman and like. Shit lahavdil shigam bezeh estapku achronim im zachu mitai. Mitam ne'emanutam, mzeh mitam ne'emanutam, mitam neder. Is it because of ne'emanus that a person has ne'emanus, just like we had by hodas ba'din kameidim dami? Is it mitam ne'emanus that the person's believed that he owes the money? Is the person believed that this is a chatichat yisura, or it's shat that he's making a neder that it's a chatichat yisura? Ubagam ken b'sheila milvado tan sheilat sheshalu b'odat ba'din kanal. So we asked a series of kashas about Hodas Baal Din Kamei Idim Dami, that if it's Mitam Ne'emanus, we had a series of kashas that it can't be Mitam Ne'emanus. But now we have another kasha, we also have kashas if it's Mitam Neder. We have obviously kashas both ways, but we have a kasha here that if the whole din is mitam neder, then maybe she'ela will help. If you say shavi anafshi chaticha disuri, so you say that a certain piece of meat is asur to him. So do she'ela, be shaol on your neder. If it's really mitam neder, achein gam bezei afshal lechalek et hadavar l'shnei tzadim ulistapek eizet tzad l'tfos bezei bot shebemet shnei tzadim chadu. You can't be mechalek the two sides and decide which side to grab onto. Really, both sides are one. As we said before, we said it's really both. That's what Rav Amiel wanted to make a bridge between the two. As he writes earlier, "Ein kan shnei tzadim shonim ala kol chadu." It's all one. "Klamei yirshalan amekat zeh lo al yisod shel ne'emanut v'lo al yisod shel tchayvut bevad." It's not ne'emanus. And it's not a nuis chayvus. Rather, it's a harkava shel shnei advarim yachad. It is a composite of the two things together. Because the mahus of adaz baal din is a mahus of ne'emanus. And that's a lashon of kameidim dami. Which means that just like we believe 100 eidim, so do we believe the adaz baal din. But it's not an ne'emanus of eidus, it's an ne'emanus of baal din. Adaz baal din. Because eidus and baal din are two contradictory things. So since he has bailus on the din, he has the power to be believed that he owes the money. An aid, you're not going to pass on mitam karov, as we said, because karov is if it's an aid. But here he's not an aid, here he's the baal din. He's believed that he owes the money. Why? Because he has bailus, and this bailus allows him to be mechayv himself, or to be believed that he owes this money. Mitzad shu baal din. With that, we answer the kashas. So his nemanus is built on his being a baal din. And therefore, just like a person has bailus to be machayev himself, you can be machayev yourself, right, in a monetary obligation. So he also can. Why? Because he's the bailum. But it's not just the hischayvus. He's believed. Because he's the bailum, he's believed that he owes the money. Because that's what his bailus gives him. He's in charge over here. So he's believed that he owes the money. So we have on one hand the kameidim dummy. So we believe him. So there's nemanus. It's not an emanus of Eidos, it's an emanus of a baal din. And in a way, it's also similar to Mischaivus. Because who can be Mischaiv? You have bailus to be Mischaiv, right? You can be Mischaiv whenever you want. So this is not considered a new Mischaivus, but rather, it's an old one that he already owed the money earlier. And why do we believe him with that? And why do we accept his assertion that he owed the money earlier? Because he has bailus. So he has nemanus because of his bailus. So does baal din. On one hand, he's like a baal din. He has bailus, and therefore he can be mechayev himself. And that's kamei edim. And therefore he has nemanus that he once owed the money. That is what the Rav had said earlier, if I'm reading him correctly. So here, we say the same thing. There are two tzadim. Shebevadai zeo mitam nemanut. He's believed. Aval nemanut ba mitzad shavi anafshe. Shekol echad ubal anafshe lesor isu. He's shavi anafshe. Everybody has bailus on himself to ask for things. Ve'abalut hazo novat me'amusag neder. Shezeo lesor isor al nafsho. Mutoch kach yesh lo nemanut al ha-metziut. Everybody has the bailus comes from the musik of neder. Where does neder come from? Neder comes from the fact that you have power, lesser isar al nafsha. You have power to aser on yourself. So this person also. Why does he have ne'amanus? Why does he have ne'amanus that this is aser? Because he has the power, lesser isar al nafsha, to aser things on himself. That ne'amanus comes from his bailus, and that's the yisod of shavi anafshei chaticha d'yisura. And that's the difference between shavi anafshei chaticha d'yisura and ein adam eisim atzmo rasha. Because in ein adam eisim atzmo rasha, you can't make yourself into a rasha, and that you're not a baal din. It's a din Torah whether or not you're a rasha. But to aser something on yourself, there you're the baal din, le'aser yisur al nafsho. ובאופן כזה אפשר בדרך פשוט מאוד לבאר את תירוצו של הגמרא שם בקידושין. The Gemara says, what's the difference between Odas Baldin Kameidim Dami and Kiddushin? They're molded to the Kiddushin, why is that no good? The man says, I was Makadish her, my dear wife. And the woman says, he was Makadish me, my dear husband. And they're so happy, they're so in love. We don't accept their kedushin. You need to aid them. Farvos nisht. So the teretz is hasim lokachayv lachrini. When it comes to mamanis, there's no chiyuv lachrini. I say, oh, you $100. I'm not being chav to anybody else. But here, chav lachrini. Here, there's a disadvantage to others. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Hasim lo kachayv lachrini, hachakachav lachrini. Kachayv lachrini. Shebemet, ein anu mutzim odat baal din kamei edim dami, because in truth, we only find the concept of odat baal din kamei edim dami rak b'ma sheyachol letchayev atzmo. Af al pi sheino chayev. You only have Hodas Badin Kemedim Tami in an instance where you can be Mechayev yourself, even if you're not Chayev. You can also give it as a gift. So in instances where you can give it as a gift, we also believe you to say that you're already obligated. And such a tziur, such an illustration, such a picture, we only have in Dinei Mamonos. Aval ein tziur shekazeh b'inyanei kiddushin. But we have no such tziur when it comes to kiddushin. That you have the power. In Mamonos, I can say, I owe you $100. Because whenever I want, I can give you a gift of $100. I know people who would be very happy. I know a lot of people who would be very happy with a gift of $100. So I can say that I owe you $100, just like I can give you a gift of $100. So that's what it means, and that's what Mamonos is. Aval ein tziur shekazeh b'inyanei kiddushin. But there's no such tziur in kiddushin. That we can be mechayev ourself, even if we're not already mischayev. There, that you don't have. When it comes to mamonos, so I give and you receive, and I can give whenever I want. But by kiddushin, we're talking about the etzem ha'ishus. The etzem ha'ishus, that they're considered married, about that there's no nosein ha'makabel. Ve'en kan mitchayev lebal chov. There's no mischayev. When it comes to mamonos, there's a mischayev. Right? Just like I can be mischayev that I owe you, I can also give it to you as a gift. So there, one can be mischayev to a baal chov. But by baal v'isha, ela b'shebezeh baal v'isha shavim. In this matter, a woman and man are equal. Shetzrichim ladat shneihem. We need both of their dasis. B'nei sheshneihem mitchayvim ze klapei ze. Because they're both mischayev klapei each other. B'ze lo sheach b'chlal hodat baal din. In this, the klal of hodas baal din isn't shaykh. Hodas baal din is where somebody can be mischayev to somebody else. He's the bailim to be mischayev to somebody else. By kedushin, you don't really have somebody who's the bailim to be mischayev to somebody else. In kedushin, they're equal. They're mischayev to each other. There's no one person who has a superpower. Yes, there's a giver and a taker in the mice of kedushin. But in the me'etzim ha'ishus, they're equal. They're both married to each other. There's not one person who's mischayev to another. So by hodas baal din kemeidim dami, I can say that I owe you $100 because I can also be mischayev and I will get myself in $100. But we don't have such a tzir by kedushin that one person is in power like that. Or ba'ofen kazeh haperush shel hacha chayvi lachrini, that here by kiddushin, the person is chayiv to others. Ain dafka b'zeh osra la'akrovim. Like some rishonim say, what's the chayiv la'achrini? That by kiddushin, this woman now becomes aser to his relatives. He becomes aser to her relatives. That's the chayiv la'achrini. But according to what we're saying now, that's not the pshat. Ela pashut she'ein kan kemo b'dinei mamanot zchut le'echad. This isn't like Dinei Mamonos, where there's schus for one and a chova for others, for the other. Vehoda'at baldin הוא שמקבל על עצמו חוב כלפי השני, שיקבל על ידי כך זכות. And there's no hodah of one person through which the other person gets a schus. Ela gam ken chayvi la'achrini ולא רק כלפי עצמו. Each one is mischayv to the other one. So according to this, the chayv la'achrini is that they're mischayv to each other, that neither of them has bailus, that they're in charge over here, that they're the boss. Like when it comes to dinei mamonos, lo kachayv la'achrini, it is not that each side is mischayv to the other side. No. One person's the bialim, he takes upon himself the chov, and the other person receives. So there, he has the power to do that. But over here, it's not like that at all. Over here, neither side has the power. They're both equal in it. So just because the husband says that I'm married, he's not in control. He doesn't have the power to say that, and nor does the wife, because they're chayev lachrini, because they are not in control. They are. Each side is mischayev to the other side. And since each side is mischayev to the other side, that shows that they're not the bailim. Because you need each side, you need the other side to be involved as well. It's interesting, in this inyan of the edus of the husband and the wife that they were married. So in the footnote here in the new edition of the Midos, he brings from Ibchaim Alashas in Kedushin Samachay, he brings from the Maral Diskin that if you have an Eid Echad B'Kedushin V'Shneim Modin Madua Lo Neser Se'isha Deishkan Beis Eidin. Let's say you have a man is Mekadesh a woman in front of one Eid, and then the husband is also there. So that's two Eidim. One Eid and the husband. The husband says he married her. She admits it. And then you have another Eid there also. We should ask the woman, regardless of what she says, just mitzad the Baal. Because we have two Eidim. The Baal is no Gaya Badover. Why don't we say Pogin and Dibura? We'll believe him that she's Mekudeshes, and we won't believe him that he's the guy. And therefore, now she's Asura Lekulei Alma. So why be'ed echad b'kedushin v'shnei amodim? Is it not a good kedushin? And for the Mariel, Diskin, that we don't say pagina dibura be'edei kiyum. Be'edei kiyum, here they're edei kiyum, where they create the kedushin. There we can't be pagina dibura. There their edus is too strong in edus, so we can't cut it up in half and say, yeah, we're going to believe you on A, we're not going to believe you on B. We'll believe you she's mikudeshes, but not that you're the guy who did it. By Eidekim, we don't say that. Eidekim was a very strong Eidus. Eidekim create the Maisa. You can't split it up. Say there, Frek Rebchaim. If so, let's say the Baal and the Eid say that she was Miskadeshes Bifnei Beis Eidim. So here, it should be effective. Because here, they're Eidei Kiyum, and we're not going to be Pagin in his Dibura, but not the Dibura of those Eidim who witnessed it. We have two separate Eidei Kiyum. So Rav Chaim answers, the choluk kiddushei Ruvain leplonis mikiddushin da'achrini. No. Saying that Ruvain got married to Plonis is different than the kiddushin of someone else. V'nimtzadim navid palginan have mitzius acheres v'chaygavna lo avdinin kiddushin. So So you can't do that. Because here, ultimately, what's happening is that when he's transferring this information, if I'm understanding, reading Reb Chaim correctly, when this husband is saying that this woman was miskadeshes bifnei beis eidim, that there were two eidei kiyum, so essentially, what are the eidei kiyum saying? The eidei kiyum are saying that she's married, but not to this guy, not to the husband. So that's a completely different type of marriage. If we do a palgina, it's a different metzias. The metzias of being married to Reuven is even the metzias of being married to Shimon. So you don't make such a kedushin. You don't make such a kedushin that's predicated on the fact that she was married to Reuven, but we're not going to accept that it was Reuven. We're going to say it was Shimon. But that Shimon is a completely different metzias. So you're right, you're not palgin in the dibura of the Eidei Kiyum. You're just palgin in the dibura of the husband, but that palgin in dibura is creating a completely different metzias. Because the kedushin of being married to Shimon is completely different than the metzias of being married to Reuven. So it would emerge then that these Eidim are testifying about a completely different metzias than the one the husband and the one Eid are telling us about. So that we don't do. So even though we have independent Eidei Kiyum, and we're not splitting up what they're saying, because they're not saying anything, just the husband and the one Eid saying that she married him, and we want to do Palginan and say, and they're saying that she married him and that there were two Eidim who were present, and we want to say is okay. So let's be somech on the fact that there were two Eidim present, she got married to somebody, and she's therefore married, she's a Surah L'Kol HaOlam. But in order to do that, since the husband claims that it was to him, the man claims that he's one of the Eidim, that claims that the Eidim witnessed her marrying him, and we're going to answer her predicated on the premise that she married somebody else, because we can't accept that she was married to him because he's no Gabadaver, so it has to be somebody else. That's a completely different metzias, and we don't do that by Kedushin. I guess, again, if I'm reading Reb Chaim right, I'm not sure that I am, but that relates to what the Rav Amiel says over here, that Shnei Mischaivim Zek Klapeze, that's the Mahos of Kedushin. That it's this specific man with this specific woman, and here you can't say Hodas Baal Din, because neither of them is the Bailim. Here they're interactive, each needs the other. Neither is the Bailim. That's the Metzias of this Kedushin, the Mahos of this Kedushin, is this man with this woman. And when do we say Hodas Baal Din? When one person has bailus. Ukamuvan shezeh lo dami l'adam rina neman atah la'asit tzchacha v'natah neman lafsit sefer Torah. Somebody writes a sefer Torah, and he says he didn't write the askaras l'shmo, the proper kavana. So we say to him, listen, dude, you can lose your schar, you're not going to get paid because you didn't write a proper sefer Torah, but you're not believed to destroy the Sefer Torah, like we see in Gittin 54b. Shenu makablim rak et mashu chav la'atzmo, v'enenu makablim et mashu chav la'achrini. We're only makabel what he obligates himself, and not others. As was discussed earlier on in Oslam Ates, there, he explains differently. Ki shama sof sof, v'mashu hu chav la'atzmo, yecholu gam ken latet b'matana, v'lakesef azed meischaro, hu baal din. אבל כאן לא איש לבדו ולא אישה לבדה, הוא בכלל בעל על התוות הקידושין, כי כל אחד מהם הוא תלוי בדעת אחרים, ואף הוא פי שניהם מודים. זה לא מוסיף לנו כלום במקום שאם אחד מהם איננו בעל דבר, ואי אפשר להגיד על שום אחד מהם הודעת בעל דין. So there, he's bailus on his dmei scharo. He's bailus on his payment, the sofer. And he's not bailim to machshir the sefer Torah. So you have bailus on the schar, you can give the schar as a matana bevakasha, we believe you. You're mochel on your schar. So you wrote the whole Sefer Torah for no money. Great. So we're mekabel mashu uchav la'atzmo, because now he's a bailim. Now when he's chav la'achrini, and when it comes to kedushin, neither of them has bailus. So therefore, we can't believe them when they admit that they got married. The only thing you can do here is possibly say Shavi Anafshi Chaticha Diyisura. And therefore, when do we have a case of Shavi, like we discussed in an earlier shir? If he says that I was Mekadeshir in front of Edim, and the Edim went to Medina Sayam, he's Aser B'Krov Oseh Al Shavi Anafshi Chaticha Diyisura. So that's only after the fact. But on the Etzem Esavis HaKedushin, that he doesn't have power over. Because that, for that he needs her. There you can't say Odas Baldin Kameidim Dami. Only after the Kedushin already took place, the Dvarav in front of Kosher Edim, then we can say that you're Bailim to Shavi Anafshi Chaticha Diyisura. To Aser or Krovim. But when it comes to the Etzem Esavis HaKedushin, for that you need both of them, and neither of them has Bailus, and Ramele, you don't say Odas Baldin Kameidim Dami. So, of course, we have so many, many hundreds and hundreds more shiur and bli neder to give on this, if not thousands. And I just ask the Rabbanu Shel Olam that he give us life, Simchas Chaim, and the financial means and everything else to get through life, which can be challenging, particularly at these times. And we should be Zoche LeYeshuas Hashem, Keheref Ayin, Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.